Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, former Senator Jim Talent joining us this morning. And Jim, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, lots of things, I guess, shut down today. The stock market, the post office, all in out of respect for former President Jimmy Carter, who's lying in state in Washington, D.C. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's very appropriate. I mean, these kinds of communal ceremonies remind us all of our history and our traditions. And we should participate in them. And that does not mean that we approve of the way Jimmy Carter ran the presidency or of his interventions, for example, in Middle Eastern affairs during the latter part of his life. It just means we have respect for the office and for the country. So, yeah, they're going to do that. And, you know, the eulogies are not going to go through a bunch of criticism. You know, if people want to read the best speech ever given in a situation like this, in my opinion, read Winston Churchill's speech to Parliament on the death of Neville Chamberlain. It's short. You can read it in 4 or 5 minutes. And wow. Boy, I'm going to tell you, it's really, really good. I may go back and reread that today. It's just, of course, it was Churchill, right?
So right.
And, go back and take a look at it.
And Chamberlain, of course, I mean, a lot of people had a lot of mixed feelings about him, but I'll have to go read that because I'd be anxious to see what Churchill said. I've never seen it.
Yeah, let me know what you think. Text me or something.
I will. So did you ever have any interaction with Carter yourself, former president?
I did not. He was long gone by the time I went to Washington. I was a very young man during his presidency and shared, you know, the opinions of most Americans who rejected him after one term, right. And including many people who had voted for him and normally voted Democratic, which is why Reagan was able to win. And then, of course, President Reagan turned everything around.
I wanted to ask you to kind of take a left turn here. Trump is expected to be sentenced in that so-called hush money case out of New York tomorrow. And obviously he tried to get it, you know, pushed and the judge said, no, you know, we're going to continue with it. Now, Judge Mershon has said that it's not like Trump's planning, to, you know, he's going to be sentenced to jail. What are you expecting out of this? Because now he's almost a sitting president,
they're
right?
Absolutely desperate. They're absolutely desperate to be able to say that Donald Trump has been actually convicted of a crime. And evidently, Andy McCarthy's columns are very good on this. Prosecutors tell me, evidently, you're not formally convicted or it's not entered in the record of the courts until you're sentenced. It just shows the absolute derangement of this progressive segment of the American electorate, which is very small, but towards Donald Trump. And, you know, President Trump is fighting it. That's the reason he's here, is because he's a fighter. But I'm sure that, you know, the president's going to be focused on his agenda after this farce, is finished tomorrow.
Former Senator Jim...
It'll get reversed. If the president wants to appeal it long enough, I think it will get reversed.
Yeah. Former Senator Jim Talent with us this morning. Jim, I heard the president, former president-elect, say the other day, if the situation in Gaza is not resolved by the time I take office, there's going to be hell to pay, basically. A lot of people are wondering what he meant by that. But do you foresee an Iranian hostage-type moment here where something happens because they know they're facing a new and very different administration?
Yeah, it's possible, but I think it's unlikely. I'll tell you in a second what I think President Trump is going to do. Or I'm just guessing. Donald Trump did not call me this morning and talk to me about it. Hamas controls the hostages. Now, Hamas is subject to influence from Iran, which is a key to this. But I don't know what we could do that the Israelis have not already done. But I think what Trump is going to do, and I think he's going to do this for broader reasons as well, is he's going to put enormous pressure on Iran. And one of the things he's going to want Iran to do is to use its influence to get the hostages released. And by the way, good for President Trump, not only because we want all the hostages released, but because there was, I can't remember the exact number, I think it was 6 or 7 Americans taken.
Yes.
And it is an absolute sign of the bankruptcy of the Biden administration. I don't even think they ever said their names over the last 15, 16 months. These are Americans. And Trump takes responsibility for getting those people back. So what you're going to see, I expect, is enormous pressure put on Iran's remaining proxies, specifically the Houthis. I would not be surprised if the American Navy doesn't start targeting the Houthis the way Israel has targeted Hezbollah. But we'll see. Trump will have a lot of different options, and he'll choose the one he thinks are the most effective.
Yeah, maybe if nothing else, just releasing the reins on Israel, because the Biden administration has been riding them hard, trying to influence what they do, and Donald Trump might just be all in.
Oh, that's a given.
Yes.
I mean, I think you're going to see, there is a longstanding partnership between Israel and the United States.
Right.
But that partnership is based on common interests. I mean, their interests are our interests, and Trump is going to stand up for, going to help them because it helps us.
Yeah, it's a good point. Jim, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
All right. Talk to you soon. Former Senator Jim Talent. Great to get him on here this morning. I think that's exactly what's going to happen in Israel. And I don't know why you would negotiate with terrorists. I mean, that's why they took the hostages, because they knew that's the only thing that might save them. But if they don't strike a deal by January 20th, my guess is whatever's happened in Gaza so far might pale in comparison to what's about to happen.
Get more at 971talk.com. Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. And follow your local news station.